Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBolts with you today for the Moab Daily Power Call. Great to be with you on a Thursday morning as we close out another big week here in the Moab community. Grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. And as we head into the weekend, as I do each Thursday, I want to give you something to think about, something to contemplate, something to go deeper on. As you've heard me say, we need to go away from just being surface-level thinkers and go into deep thought voyaging. One of the most important gifts you can give yourself is to be able to think deeply on things, especially the important stuff in life. You probably heard me tell this story before. I think it's a great story because it illustrates the power of mastery. And my guess is that you're here not to just get kind of good, but you want to become amazing at entrepreneurship. And I'm reminded of the story of Picasso drinking coffee on a sidewalk cafe when a woman comes up to him recognizing who he is and says, "Oh, master, can you draw me a picture?" And so in about 30 seconds, he scratches out a beautiful picture and he hands it to her and says, "That will be $1 million, ma'am." The woman jumps back and says, "Are you crazy? It only took you 30 seconds to draw that. Why would I pay $1 million for something that only took you 30 seconds to create?" And he says, "Ah, yes, but it took a lifetime of mastery to be able to get to a point where I can create something so beautiful in such a short amount of time." You see, we live in an instant gratification society. We crave those microwave results over the quality. We'd rather have it now than wait for the beauty later. It's as if we want the flash over the substance, the sizzle instead of the steak, because it's way more sellable to baffle them with glitz than to empower them with quality. We got to think about how we approach our business and ask ourselves, are we going down that same path? People fantasize about the day when we can live like we're in the Matrix and download things, like the ability to fly a helicopter. But here's the problem. You might be able to download knowledge, but it's impossible to download the experience. It's not just about learning something, it's about living something. And in business, it is so true. And so until that day when you can download an experience and feel like you've been there, when you can put in the thousands of hours to become great at something, we have nothing left but to actually apply ourselves and our best efforts to becoming great. Listen, mastery takes time. And the thing about that is that you can't build anything of greatness and significance in a short amount of time, right? You have to lift the weights to build the muscle. It's a byproduct of the pain. The pain is a byproduct. You can't build a fortune just by flipping a switch and hoping that it works out. What's crazy is that time is what's necessary to grow anything from muscles to crops to a successful business. Yeah, the byproduct might be pain, the byproduct might be frustration, the byproduct might be waiting and having to be patient, but the beautiful part about all of this is that if we are less desirous of convenience and more desirous of mastery, that is where we succeed. I want you to think about the alternative to convenience and why you should choose the path of patience. Choose the path of applying yourself. You guys have probably seen the movie Karate Kid. In that movie, Mr. Miyagi, the karate master, teaches young Danielson how to become great at karate, but he doesn't just teach him karate moves. What does he do? He has him wax on and wax off. Waxing the car or sanding the deck or painting the fence over and over again. Why? Because it builds muscle. It teaches technique. It reinforces discipline. And just like any amateur, Daniel-san is frustrated. He's not sure if he understands why. He's confused. And he has to push through the pain barrier in order to become strong, to become capable, to become great. And it takes him a very long time to get there. This weekend, think about where you have had to be like Daniel-san and wax on, wax off, or paint on, and do all the things that you've had to do, those small repetitive techniques to become great at what you do. Think about how you have to do that more and more in your business as an entrepreneur. Maybe it's writing and rewriting your thoughts. Maybe it's getting clearer on what it is you do. Solidifying your values, your vision, your mission, and your why, and infusing it in everything you do in your business to become great at what you do. Another example that I love to think about is plate tectonics. Now, believe it or not, way back when I was in college, I graduated with a degree in geology. And I love geology. It's an interesting study, but frankly, I never used my degree. I've never used it to become a naval aviator, let alone an entrepreneur, but I'm going to use it right now to teach a lesson. You probably heard of plate tectonics. Plate tectonics is the action of the continental plates underneath the Earth's surface crashing together to create mountains and even continents themselves. Massive, relentless pressure is what it takes to create a mountain. It doesn't build overnight. It doesn't happen with one cataclysmic event. Years and years and years of pressure of those plates pushing against each other. Heat, pressure, time. Sometimes there are shifts like earthquakes and things that happen that are indicators of the growth, but it takes that relentless pressure to create those mountains. The question I want you to answer for yourself this weekend and think about, where do you need to apply pressure for yourself? What mountains are you looking to create? If you're looking to make a mountain of money or create a mountain of success in your business, where do you need to put that massive, relentless pressure in order to create that result? And by the way, when I say pressure, I'm not talking about this sense that we have to get things done right now or the sense that we have to get a big result right here. I'm talking about the pressure to push ourselves to be great, the pressure to elevate our standards, the pressure to put our best effort each and every single time instead of just going through the motions. That's what I'm talking about. That's what it takes to build mountains. That's what it takes to build success. There's another thing that I think about sometimes, and that's how this country of ours, the United States at least, for those of you who don't live in the United States, you can find out about this just by reading a little bit of history, but how this country was really not just founded, but how it was settled. Settlers would come out to the Old West in wagon trains. They'd have a wagon pulled by horses, and they'd have all of their stuff in it. Now, I have to say, that's probably the least convenient way to create a new life. You pack up everything that you own, leave the safety of a village or a community that you live in to go out to the Old West or to the Wild West, an untamed, unsettled part of the New World. It would take months, sometimes years, to get where you were headed, and sometimes members of your family and members of your tribe, people that you were going with, would pass away. Some were born. You'd end up being a whole new group of people by the time you got where you were going. And by contrast, the way we live today, you just buy an airplane ticket, you show up, you fly to wherever you're going, and in a couple of hours, you're on the other side of the country, maybe even the other side of the planet. That is convenience. But the truth about convenience is convenience creates laziness. We have to be very careful in our lives and realize that, yeah, you don't have to work as hard as you used to do in the back in the day. You don't have to ride a wagon train from one side of the country to the next, and it would take several years to get there. It takes a couple of hours. But you have to remember that you have to be as committed as if that's what you were going to do. Think of the massive commitment it must have taken to settle any new land, to sail across an ocean, to drive a wagon train across a country. Think about the massive commitment it would take to create something brand new, something that's never been seen before. If you want a really inspiring story, get to know the story of Elon Musk as he was building and is building Tesla and SpaceX. Some of his heroes were astronauts, people he looked up to. And those same astronauts, the same people that were his heroes as children, were damning him for trying to privatize space travel. You have to be committed. You have to want to work so hard and realize that commitment, that hard work, and that discipline that's required to get there is so worth it. It's not convenient. Convenience kills mastery. Convenience creates laziness and mediocrity. But we can combat convenience. Doesn't mean we got to make everything hard. I'm not saying you got to go out of your way to make things difficult. You don't have to use fax machines when you can send an email or a text. I'm not talking about purposely making things difficult. But what I am saying is, instead of seeking convenience, instead of seeking comfort, let's be willing to put the hard work in and grind it out. There's an old saying called the free line approach. What this means is you give something away for free in order for people to come and take interest in your website or your business or whatever it is. But you have to remember this. People take free for granted. I know this from personal experience. You give away your time for free, they will take it for granted. You give away your website, your product, your book for free, they will take it for granted. Very few people will actually act on it. Be very careful about the free line approach, because why? Again, it's convenient. If people don't have to put themselves into a position financially or time or effort-wise, and it's very convenient for them, then all of a sudden there's really no effort involved. It doesn't have the same value as something that they pay for. If you pay $5,000 for a watch or you get one for free, which one are you going to guard? If you have to go through the trials and tribulations of being in a relationship, or if something just comes easy, which one are you actually going to defend? You got to remember this. We miss the full meaning and value of things when we don't have to apply ourselves to it, when we don't have to pay for it, and we don't always have to whip out a credit card to pay for things. Time, effort, concern, being connected to something, being really present with it, that kind of investment creates a sense of value and appreciation. Be very careful about the free line approach in life. Yeah, it makes for a great marketing strategy, and you can get a lot of people that look at your stuff and want to take advantage of it. But just know this. Are you wanting interested people, or are you wanting committed people? Do you want eyeballs on your site, or do you want buyers in your business? Remember that, and value yourself, value your knowledge, value your wisdom, and value your gift. And remember that woman that came up to Picasso. Remember how convenient it was for her to just flippantly ask for something and receive it 30 seconds later. The truth about convenience is it creates complacency. We miss those fine details and the subtle nuances of what it takes. She couldn't appreciate the years, the lifetime of mastery that Picasso had to put in order to be able to get to a place to draw that picture in such a short amount of time and create such a beautiful product in such short order. We have to remember that. Don't let us become the woman on the sidewalk, but rather become the master who can take that time and create something beautiful. It's far better to reject convenience and to reject comfort in order to become great at what you do. This weekend, think about what you need to do to become the master. Think of the convenience that perhaps maybe you've been subscribing to for too long, and how you can start to pursue mastery through the hard work, the dedication, the commitment, the focus, the elevation of your standards. Am I saying convenience is an awful thing? No, not at all. But what I am saying is perhaps we honor it too much. We worship it more than we should. And perhaps it's time to turn our focus back to greatness and mastery and realize that it does take time. Sometimes we got to do the wax on and wax off to build the muscle. Sometimes we have to have that massive relentless pressure like plate tectonics gives us mountains. Sometimes we have to be like those people that were so committed that they drove a wagon train across a country or sailed across an ocean in order to find a new land. But it is so worth it to become the master, as opposed to the person who wants things fast, quick, and easy. Because if you're a master, you can deliver anytime. If you're the person that's addicted to the convenience, you're always looking for it. So think about that this weekend. Commit yourself to mastery and find the ways that you can put yourself into a position to grow the muscle, grow the skill set, and become amazing at what you do. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moab Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again next week. Have an amazing weekend. Go out and do the things you love to do. Spend time doing them with the people you love to be around. Come back on Monday refreshed, recharged, ready to kick ass, and I'll be here waiting for you. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you next week.